Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Scott Starhowiak. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Denny Hocking. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Rick Aguilera. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The first baseman, Mark Carrion. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting sixth. The DH, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chad Ogea. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogea fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Becker hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Molitor hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pena fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lofton bunts towards third. Hollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Lofton. The throw from Walbeck and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carrion strikes out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to third. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Starhowiak hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burnitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first, with Aguilera covering, for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Berga hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Peña is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Walbeck is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mears hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mears. The throw from Peña and he is out, Vizquel applying the tag. Two outs. Denny Hocking batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hocking hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Carrion batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 0-for-1 in the game. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cordova who is chasing the ball. Thome reaches third base with a triple. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burnett's is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett's hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thome scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carrion scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cordova for the out. 1 out. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Walbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There goes Hollins. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Hollins steals second. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Peña batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Hocking. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Denny Hocking batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hocking is 0 for 1 in the game. Hocking hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Knobloch moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez who is chasing the ball. Molitor reaches third base with a triple. Knobloch scores. Becker goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Twins. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 2 in the game. Starhoviak is walked intentionally. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor scores. Starhoviak moves to second. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Twins. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hollins hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Thome is called out on strikes. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carrion scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walbeck for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hocking is 0 for 2 in the game. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carrion scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hocking for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Aguilera covering, for the out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Embry now pitching. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Becker bunts towards the mound. Embry fields it and throws to first for the out. Knobloch moves to second. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor is walked intentionally. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Starhoviak strikes out. 2 outs. Danny Graves now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Knobloch scores. There goes Molitor trying to get to third. Vizquel throws to Tomy, who tags Molitor for the out. It's 4-1, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lofton for the out. Two outs. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carrion is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thome is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Thome hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Dan Nalty now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Giles now playing left field. Jeff Rabule pinch hits for Dave Hollins. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rabule is called out on strikes. One out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Walbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Walbeck hits a line drive towards short. Vizquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mears is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Rabule now playing third base. Dave Stevens now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 4, Indians, 4. Eddie Murray pinch hits for Jeremy Burnitz. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Murray hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.